Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran with our dear and beloved Sheikh Habib. Salam alaikum, Sheikh Habib. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
We are on chapter 19 of the Quran, chapter Mary. We have reached verse 60, but let's listen to verses 59 onwards for the context, and we'll be back for today's discussion. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا.
But there came after them successors who neglected prayer and pursued desires, so they are going to meet evil. Except those who repent, believe, and do righteousness, for those will enter paradise and will not be wronged at all. Therein are gardens of perpetual residence, which the Most Merciful has promised His servants in the unseen. Indeed, His promise has ever been coming.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 59 onwards from chapter 19 of the Quran, chapter Mary. So let's go to verse 60 of this chapter. It says that, so those people who were misguided after the Prophet, they will soon encounter the reward of perversity, the evil that they did. Except those who repent, believe, and act righteously. Such will enter paradise, and they will not be wronged in the least. The first question that comes to mind is that it's very interesting that whenever Quran is talking about belief and the reward of belief, it pairs it with acting righteously. So that's simply believing in the oneness of God and the messengership of, or the prophethood of Muhammad. It's always paired with act righteously. Can you please explain that to us?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. The connection between belief and actions is something that was vastly studied in ilmul kalam, or Islamic theology, you could state. That's what is actually ilmul kalam. Anyways, there's a debate. What is ilmul kalam actually? And it's been studied vastly that what is the connection between belief and iman? If someone does a sin, does he exit out of iman or not? And is iman enough only to believe, to only have that belief in you, or does it have to be with actions or not? In summary, in the Shia school of thought, there are two different beliefs. One of them states that when you do, that belief is in your heart and that you must also act. That if you sin, for example, you exit from iman but are still inside the circle of Islam. The second theory states that no, you are a believer even though you sin. You remain in iman even though you sin. Yet, your iman is weak.
So you remain, you're still faithful.
You're still faithful.
But weaker now.
But weaker. However, there's always this important connection that everyone accepts. And that is, the reality of belief, the strength of that person's belief, is shown upon their actions. A true person, a true believer, a person that really believes in Allah, when you state we believe in Allah, what does that mean? That means you believe in His punishment and you believe in His reward. When you believe in His punishment truly, if you know this cup in front of you, Hussein, is filled with poison. You believe it's filled with poison. Will you drink it? Unless you want to kill yourself, that's a different topic. But if you don't want to kill yourself,
with the same mind,
you won't drink it. Why? Because you believe it has poison. It's not good for you. The same thing with the believer. He knows that this action is going to contribute for them to fall into punishment. Thus, they stay away from such actions that do that. That's their conclusion. And run after what? Actions that give them reward. This saying about Imam Kadhim alayhi salam, real quick, and I think we have to go to the break. And it's available in Usul al-Kafi. It's the 8th saying available there. He's talking to Hisham ibn al-Hakam, or 13th saying. Anyway, it's available in Usul al-Kafi, the first chapter. And he's talking to Hisham ibn al-Hakam, Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. Imam Kadhim alayhi salam is talking to Hisham ibn al-Hakam. He tells him that the intellectual believer sat down. He looked at the worldly needs and the hereafter needs. The needs to be successful in the hereafter and the needs to be successful in the world. He looked at them both. And he understood that both of them are very tiring. Both of them need a lot of energy and strength. So what did the intellectual person do? He left the tiredness and the energy for the worldly matters to run after the tiredly things that are needed to be successful in the hereafter. فَأَجْهَدَ فِي مَا فِيهِ الْبَقَاءِ He put all his strength and tiredness for what is lasting, for what is everlasting.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a very late break, but we'll be back soon enough. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. So we talked about how faith should be paired with good deeds and what happens when you do bad deeds and how that affects your faith. God goes on to describe the heaven that He has promised. He describes it as unseen, but a promise that is bound to come to pass. It's a place where there is no vain talk, but only peace, and where there will be provision morning and evening. This is the paradise we will give as inheritance to those of our servants who are God-wary. So this is a description of heaven. What more can we understand from these verses? Explain to us about heaven based on these verses.
Now, the thing here about this verse, of course, heaven by itself is just a topic. Heaven described in the Holy Quran by itself needs a book, its own explanations. There are many different theories about it, actually. And I will leave that, inshallah ta'ala, to each verse when it comes to it and whatnot. But what is important for me is that here the word wa'da ar-Rahman, this specific description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself as what? Ar-Rahman.
The merciful.
The merciful. He is giving you the heavens that you don't even deserve. Very important. That you don't deserve it. We have this chapter in Musa'il al-Shia, first volume. We have this chapter, I forgot what chapter actually. But it's this door, is this chapter is specifically talking about the sayings that state anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is from His mercy. It's not something that we deserve. It's out of His mercy. تَفَضَّلٌ مِّنْهُ تَفَضَّلٌ مِّنْهُ. We also have that in Dua al-Iftitah, many different supplications.
It's a favor from God.
It's a favor from God.
He doesn't have to do it.
Yeah, He doesn't have to do it. It's a favor for Him that He is rewarding you with such things. Right? With such high things, such, you know, everlasting things. And this really just pops up to your mind that us human beings, this pops up to the mind, the reality of servants, really, that we've been talking about in the couple past episodes. And really, whenever you think about heaven, you think about these rewards, that is it enough for just like a river or like gardens? That's all we want? That's all we need? Or is there something more that me and you want? It's something more.
Okay. I'm going to stop you there. And if you want to know what more it is that we're looking for, you're going to have to wait until after the break. It's just a few seconds. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verses 61 onwards from chapter 19, where the Quran is describing heaven. Just before the break, Brother Habib, you said that it's not only rivers and gardens that we're looking for, that we're seeking. There's more to heaven than that. What is there more to heaven?
The satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I personally felt this when I was ordered by a place to actually translate an article, actually, or to write an article. And I was very rushed with it and whatnot. And of course, the reward was kind of like 150 dinars, Iraqi dinars. And I was rushed with it, of course, and everything. And I read it real quick, and then I gave it to them. The reward wasn't that tasty for me. But rather, when they saw the work, and they liked the work, and how happy they were with the work, that was for me more worthy.
Appealing.
More appealing to me than the money. And at that time, we just sat down. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to heaven. Hur'ain. I have Hur'ain right now, right? And gardens. All right, I could go to Lebanon. My village is very nice. It's very beautiful. Rivers. Of course, I'm just saying that, all right, like these things are, you know, kind of attached to us materially. But there's something more higher. And that is when your creator, the one who has unlimited power, unlimited strength, unlimited knowledge, unlimited wisdom, satisfied with you. So how, like a creation, a department inside the Ataba, or a department on office that was happy with your article, made me so happy. Made me, you know, just like, all right, that what I've done is good, and I'm happy and whatnot. So how about that Lord? How about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He is satisfied with His servant? What kind of happiness does that bring to you? And I'm pretty sure it brings in eternal happiness.
So the most important favor, the most important gain of heaven is that feeling of satisfaction from the Lord who is superior in everything.
Yeah.
Because we always try to gain the favor of people who are superior to us.
Yeah.
But here we're talking about the Lord who is superior in every way.
King of kings.
And we can feel that. We can feel that on the Day of Judgment completely. Yeah. Could you describe
how... Of course, I'm not saying that we don't want those material things. I want heaven, you know. I want my Hur'ain, of course. I want my, you know, my Qasr. I want my kingdom over there in heaven. Yeah, yeah.
But can we describe hell as the opposite of this, where the most important trouble is...
فَكَيْفَ أَنظُرُ إِلَىٰ كَرَامَتِكَ دَعْكُمِلْ. How do I look at your...
How could I face
your pride, your bounty? When you're in hell, that, all right, in that comment, it's very beautifully put. All right, I'll be patient. If I'm patient, all right, imagine I'm patient. I could withstand this pain of not being with those that you love and inside the hell, the blazes of hell. Yet, how can I look at you and understand that you are unsatisfied with me? It hurts. It hurts a lot to know that someone that you love and someone that you that is all, you know, superior, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is unsatisfied with you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for satisfaction.
That feeling of that shame that we feel from such a great being, one God subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you very much, Brother Habib, for a nice discussion as always. And thanks to our wonderful audience for being with us. If you missed this program, don't worry, you can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio or on Quest. Until next week and a lot of contemplation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You're